The Mishnah daf nun aleph amid beis, the new perek. So, an animal, the Torah says, "Lamanya nuach shorcha v'chamorcha." By Shabbos, it says that even your shor and your chamor have to rest. Now, what is that referring to? So, there's another pasuk Tosfos brings. It says, "Loi sase kol melocha ato uvehemtcha." So behemtcha over there is not referring on Issa Shabbos and doing melachas. Over there, it's referring to the lava of mechamer. That means you're not allowed to have an animal carry a load and you lead it. That's called the lava mechamer. Mechamer acha behemtoy. We learn that from leisazik melacha ato uvehemtcha. You and your behemoth together, you cannot lead it. So that's not what we're referring to. But rather, zoktosis, the top tosis, what we're referring to is. The reason why you're muzah on Shvisas Behemtoy, it says Lamanya Nuach
Shorcha V'chamorcha. So it says clearly in the Pasuk that is a Issa of an animal doing a Malacha.
Now, if an animal goes and grazes, that's not called Issa Shvisas Behemah.
There's no Issa Koitzer when the animal grazes.
You're not allowed to go and place it there, but if he goes and he takes, obviously the animal is allowed to take and graze. So anything that the animal needs for himself, for his comfort, for his survival, that's not called an issa of on Shabbos for him to do on his own. But for you to have him do things that are not necessary, for instance, if he takes out something which he doesn't want, he doesn't need, it's an extra thing, it's not an addition, so then it will be an issa of lemanya nuach. Now, the Bnei Yeshua says that this can't be the going on Hoytzah. The Mishnah is going to say it's going on Hoytzah, but not behemi Yoytzah. He says, if the animal wants to be comfortable, if it's discussing mitzat, the comfort of the animal doesn't want any chain around him. He doesn't want any rope. We're going to say different things are necessary to protect it, to make sure that it remains shomur, mitirusa. So that's not called a masui. What do you mean? The animal doesn't want anything. He doesn't want a bit going through his mouth to hold him back. So, it can't be that that's the raisa. What the raisa, Dr. Bnei Yeshua, is charisha. If the animal is chayrish, if you make it being chayrish, that could be the raisa. But the hoytzah cannot be the raisa. There's even a tzad that the reason why it can't be the raisa, hoytzah, is because the Bnei Yeshua says, based on the Gemara Navar Dizor and Tezayin, that what we had in Tosfos earlier, hoytzah is a malacha grua. One of the hoytzah malacha gruas is. It's a mechurus tikal halacha hoytzah. One of the obvious that it's not negayim for leman yenuach. The behema is not nichlal in hoytzah. So he wants to say that it's the rabbonon. This mishnah kaponim. There are certain things that are the raisa. The pasuk says leman yenuach shorcha. Al kaponim bameh behema yoytzah v'meni yoytzah. So what is the yoytzah with? Like Rashi says, fishal de mitzuvah al shvisas behem de b'shabbes umidid de min terebe behema. Anything that the animal needs to watch him, to protect him, to make sure he doesn't run loose. So that's a tachshit, and that's mutter v'urcha v'lahavim masri. It's not called an extra load. Umidid le mintra, that which is not necessary to protect him. Doesn't need that. You don't need a whole chain around the chicken. So meila have a masri, that's called a masri. And the Mishnah is going to enumerate the things that are mintra and the things that are more than that, which are called a masri. Now the Yeshua says, it's not stam mitzad, the comfort of the animal, because the animal won't want anything. So that's what he says, it's rabbonim. Rabbonim, zog the Mishnah. B'meh behem yoytza meni yoytza. Yoytza agoma ba'afsar. So the Gemara is going to explain what each one is. But an afsar is a rope that goes in his mouth and that holds him back. That's how you hold back a camel. V'nako. B'choytim. Nako is a wilder type of gomel, and that's allowed to have a ring in its nose, like a nose ring. It's a choytim. V'luvdikim, luvdikim is a wild donkey, is bepumbia, pumbia is a piece that goes in its mouth, and that's how it's held back. It's more painful. The more, if it's in its nose, it's more than just when it's just a rope, when it's drilled into the nose like a ring, or when it's in its mouth, it holds it back even more when you pull it. So that's all in the tirusa, and that's called a tachshin, and it's not called a masui. V'sus b'shir, and a horse allowed to go with a collar, a shear, a collar around its neck. V'chol bali ashir, and all animals that need a neck, a rope around its neck, a collar. Yoytzin b'shir, allowed to go with a shear on Shabbos. Zog Rashi, for instance, kugon klovim shel tzayodim, dogs that are meant for hunters. V'chayis k'tanois. Shenois and shilat tzavorim l'noi. You put a collar for beauty. L'noi, it's also muta. So those are muta, a lot of go b'shir. Now, l'halocha, even though an animal is mukta, but if you hold on to the shear, if you hold on to the collar with a string, so then a leash, so then it's mutter because the ikah halicha of the animal is going through it. It's you're not making it walk. It's walking on its own. The ikah halicha. Hey, that's not considered that you're moving the mukta. But upon him, all bali yashir, yaitz mashir. Venim shachin mashir. That's this thing. Venim shachin mashir. Another halacha, umazin aleyin. That means, if let's say the shear is tomei meis, let's say this collar is tomei meis, and you want to sprinkle in it the ashes of the paraduma, you can be mazin aleyen bim koimon. Meaning, even while it's worn by the animal, you don't have to worry that it's not gonna hit the collar, it's gonna hit the animal, no. You can be mazin even on the collar while he's wearing it. And the next halacha is v'toimlim bim koimon. And likewise, you can put the whole animal into the mikveh if you want to be toivel the shear. So Rashi, machnisim behemel lemayim lahatvelis hashir. That's a zaydik halacha about the shear, legabi hazon, legabi tefila. And it won't be a chatzitza. We're not worried about a chatzitza between the shear and the animal. So the gemara lemay nako. The first thing we said is ba'me behem yoytza meni yoytza. Yoytza gomel ba'afsar. A camel can go with an afsar, which is a rope in its mouth, and a nako, which is a different type of animal, bechoytim. In a ring that goes in its nose. Zogmo my naka bechoitim. Oma gaba bachana. Nakso is chivriso. It's a white wild camel. Bizmoma de parzalo. With a ring that's made out of iron. And that's what you're allowed to have in its nose, because that's what holds it back. Zogdrashi musel. Noikav is choitmo yom machmis besoichavu kamin tabas. It's wilder, it runs away. So you're allowed to have this. It's called Nitiruso. It's not called a Masui. Veluvdikim Beprumisha Bepia. We said a Luvdikim, a wilder one, is allowed to have a bit in its mouth. Zagdma Omravuna Chamra Luba. Chamra Luba means a donkey that comes from the Medina of Luv, Libya. Kumayakushim Valubim. That's a Tosis, Rashi learns. Tosis says, the Luba had a Mitzrayim. It's not Luv, it's Mitzrayim. Chassid put the Luvim. So upon him, it's this Chamor that comes from Luv. Bepagi de Parzalo. Pagi is this bit that goes in its mouth. The Parzalo, made out of iron. So a Naka has a Choytim, a nose ring made out of iron, a Parzalo, and a Luvdikim has a Pumbya, which is a bit, a mouthpiece made out of iron. Zok de Gemara Levi Shoda Zuza Levechu Zoi Lemizvin Lecham Galuba. Levi sent a package of money to acquire from Bechu Zoi a Cham Galuba, a Lubian Chamer. Chamor, he wanted to buy one, he didn't have it in his premises, he wanted to buy one. So Tzoru Shodru Le Sara. Tzoru Shodru Le Sara, Zok Drashi, they took his money back, a full refund, and they sent it back to him, and they added with the money also seorim, barley. And they said to him as follows, Zogdi Gemara, Lememar, the nigra de chamre seire. You want to have the pace, the psiosov of a chamor is dependent on the seorim, on the barley that he eats. You want to acquire a chamre luba? We don't have to send you a chamre luba from here. Take back your money. Take over here seorim, as a hint to tell him that the psiosev of the chamor is dependent on the sairim, the barley that he eats. You don't have to buy one, a chamra luba. Just feed your own local donkey, feed its sairim, and it'll have the result like a chamra luba. The Rashi says, the reason why they didn't want to sell him a chamor, because it's a far distance. Mi bovel, mahalachatzi shona. For go from bovel, Levi was in bovel, to go all the way to bring a chamor luba, all the way from Bnei Chuzoi, it was a half a year distance. Mahalach Chatzis Shana. K'don Bar Goizel. V'esiu Eitza Liknois Chamor B'mkoyme. They said, here's an Eitza Toiva. Acquire a Chamor in your own abode where you live. V'yachalena Se'orim Tomid. V'nimtza Chamor Toiva Meshubach. And you have the same result. There's no reason to acquire one from us. So all you got to do is feed it well. They asked Rabbi the following question. If let's say you take, the Mishnah says, a nakas b'choytim, this wilder animal needs a choytim, needs a ring in its nose, and a gomel, it's sufficient, an afsar, a rope in its mouth. What if you switch it around? What if you take a gomel, a camel, and you have a naka, a nose ring? And what if you take a choytim. And what if you take a naka, the wilder one, instead of a nose ring, all you do is place an afsar, a rope. Would that be considered a masu on Shabbos or not? Is it considered a masui? So the Gemara says, Nako ba'afsar. When you have the Nako, the wilder animal, ba'afsar with a mere rope, so it's not going to do the job. So loyti boiloch. Came in the lemintra, it's not going to be sufficient in order to watch it, and it will be wild and it will be able to escape. So avada, it's a masui. That's a masui. Came in the lemintra, be masui. It's not doing the job of protecting the animal, that's a masui. So that would be also. That would go into the pasuk of Lema'an Yanuach. However, kiti bailoch, the question is, gomel b'choytem. If you take a camel, it doesn't require more than a rope around its neck. And what you do is you put on him a ring, like you would have done by a naka. So what's the halach over there? Is that considered a masri because it's not necessary? Or no? The better it is, so it's more protected. That doesn't make it a masri. Kevin the sagale ba'afsar, the etzim is sufficient to be protected with a regular rope. So masiu, anything more is considered a masui. Or dilma nitirusi yiserta le'amrin on masiu. Anything that's a nitira yiserta, an additional nitira, is not called a masui. That's the question of the Gemara. Om alafon of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. Kachoma Abba. Arba behemis yoitzos ba'afsar. There are four animals that go out in the afsar. An afsar, we said, is the regular rope. What are the four animals? Sus, the regular horse. Pered. A pered is a mule. Vahagomol, and a camel. Vahamor, and a donkey. Now, gomol, we said in the Mishnah, gomol yoitzos ba'afsar. So it says these four animals go with an afsar. Why are we telling us that these four goes in afsar? Limute mai, what does it come to exclude? My love limute gomel b'choytem. It's coming to tell me that a gomel cannot go with the choytem. So we see Nitirusi Yeserta is yes called a masui. It's considered an additional load and it will be osur. Hoitzah on Shabbos. So gomel loy, limute nako b'afsar. It's coming to exclude a nako, which we said if it's below what it needs for Nitirusa, a nako needs a choytem. If you put a knock on an afsar, so that would be considered, indeed, that would be considered a insufficient nitirusa, and that would be considered that it's a masui, because it doesn't do the job. But if you do the opposite, if you do a gomel with an additional nitirusa, la'olam, a choytem would not be considered a masui. You can't be medayik from here that it says these four, including gomel, it says afsar, lafuke, choytem, no. It just means that nako is lafuke afsar. Zok tumoga, the masnisa tona. In the Braisa, we learned, Luvdikim v'gomol yoitzim ba'afsar. So, there's two ways I don't understand this in the Rishonim. Either b'masis etonu, we're saying that the Braisa says, not just four are yoitzim ba'afsar, but rather, there's an additional one, Luvdikim. Luvdikim v'gomol yoitzim ba'afsar. That Luvdikim and the gomol also go out ba'afsar. Not just the gomol, but also Luvdikim. Not like we said before, that only four go ba'afsar. Luvdikim too. Okay, but Rashi learns that this is not a raya to the previous sugya. Other Rishonim might learn it's a raya. Rashi just learns that the luvdikim nami mintrebei. A luvdikim is also mivde. It's also watched with a afsar. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says luvdikim is beprumi shabepio. Dafka a prumi a bit.
Some farshim learned that Rashi shufa is being intrusive. You say, Rasa. Mashma that gomel yoitzib afsar dafke, not bechaitim. Well, it's this to the side that Nitirusi Yaseiris is considered a masa.
And Nitirusi Yaseiris is a masa, why? Because dafke.
Because dafke, because a gomel could only be yoitzib an afsar, but not with more than that.
Right, that was the original diak we wanted to make before. Right, that was the original diak, and we're matchit. But from the Braise, it's an additional diak to show that it's dafke ba afsar, and not with something that's Nitirusi Yaseiris. Now, Tosis says the fact that the Luvdiki it says that in the Mishnah's Bepumya and in the Braise it says an Afsar, that's not a Raya that Yeserta is Mutter, because over there it can go as both of them. It's either or. So Mele, both of them are not a Masri.
Zog the Gemara Ketanoi. So Lemaisa, I just want to mention that it's famous to be Kivega, is the gate to the beginning of Bame Behema. An Isha, would she be also on the Shvisas Behemta or not? Because after all, Shvisas Behemtoi is a essay. And mitz essay shaz man grom and noshim apturois. Now, Avada, when it comes to Shabbos, we know Zocha v'shomer, women are obligated in all the mitzvahs essay of Shabbos. Does that only go on the Zocha v'shomer dikka mitzvahs? They learn out, kiddush, and, or no? It goes on, from there we derive that anoshim and noshim achayiv in all mitzvahs essays. And who are then in the mitzvahs essay of Shvisas Behemtoi, which is Lamanya Nuach? That's a kivega sofik. And it's a discussion in the Achronim, the Gabe, if Noshim Achayiv in Shvisas Behema. Zog the Gemara, the Masnisa Tana, Ketanoi. This is Machlokes Tanoim. Meaning, if Nitirusi Yiserto, if an additional Nitira, an additional watching, something that's not necessary for the animal, is that considered a Masui, an added load, and Yechayiv, Laman Yenuach, it's unnecessary, or no, or it's Mutter? Zog Gemara Ketanoi. Ein chaya yoitza besugar. A chaya, a wild, undomesticated animal, cannot go with a sugar, zograshi, collar. Collar shel chevel. A collar with a rope. Because I guess a chaya, a sugar is not going to do its job. It's not going to watch it. So you can't go out with a sugar. Chananya oimer, yoitza besugar. It's allowed to go with a collar. Uvechol, Dover Hamishtamer, and anything that watches it. So Bemaya Skinon, what are we talking about? What kind of chaya? Ilem b'chayigdol, if we're talking about a wild beast, so misagalei sugar, so why in the world would it be yoitze b'sugar? Chananya says yoitze b'sugar. It's not going to do the job. Why would it be allowed to go out with the sugar? The elo, we're talking about b'chayig tana, we're talking about a small little chaya, so miloi sagalei b'sugar. Why would Tana come and say that ain't chaya yoitze besugar? If it's small little chaya, a sugar should be sufficient. So why should it be also? El olav chatul ikka benayu. We're talking about a cat. The nafkamina is the gabi, a cat. Zogdrashi chatul loy boy ni tirusa afilu kechaya ktano. A cat doesn't even need a tirusa like a small chaya. She ain't a toyev levroich kokach. It has no interest to run away. So a chaya, that would be the machloikas, that would be the nafkamina. Is a cat allowed to go with the sugar or not? Tanakam is sovar, what's the machlekes? Cave and the sagale b'misna b'alma, since all it needs is, doesn't even need a rope, a collar. All it needs is a string, a smaller, simple leash, a rope, misna b'alma. So then anything more than that is a masui. And Tanakam holding tirusa yeserto, what's not necessary, any additional nitirusa is called a masui. And that's what Tanakam says, ein chay yoitze b'sugar, we're talking about a cat that doesn't need even a collar. So it's also the Chananya Sovar.
Kol nitirusi yeserta leamrinon masihu.
Anything that's a nitirusi yeserta, we don't say is a problem. And that's what Chananya said, that a chaya, which is referring to a cat, is allowed to go with the sugar, allowed to go with the collar.
Now it's poshut by a person if he wears an extra malbush in the summer and he doesn't need it. That doesn't make a nitrusi yeserta, doesn't make a beged yeserta, doesn't make it a masui. Any malbush you wear is a malbush. By an animal, that's goof of the machloikas. Do we say that a additional thing is bottle to the goof? A nitrusi yeserta is mutter? Or do we say no? It's not like a human being where you can have an extra malbush and it makes it a malbush. A nitrusi yeserta with takabiyosa. By a person, anything you wear is a malbush. That's poshet.
Is it hot to say if you're wearing extra clothing and you don't need it, it's a hot day and you're wearing two layers of clothing, it's a masui? Of course not. Because it's a malbush, you're wearing it. But by an animal, that's goof for the question. The netirusi yiserta is not automatically bottled to the goof. And that will maybe be considered a masui because mitzad the person, he doesn't need it. Doesn't need his animal to have it. And that's the machlokes over here. Do we say netirusi yiserta, machlokes tanoim, if it's a masui or not? Chananya sova kol netirusi yiserta lo yamrinon masui. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rav Huna Bachi, Omer Shmuel, halachik Chananya. Oh, just like in the beginning of Kira, we said halachik like Chananya. The Rav Meicher ben Dusoy, here we're saying halachik like Chananya. Then the tirusi yiserta is not a masui.
Sagt die Gemara, Levi bereit Rav Huna bar Chia. Levi, the son of Rav Huna bar Chia. Ve Rabbe bar Rav Huna. And Rabbe bar Rav Huna. Have a ka'azdi b'urcha. They were traveling on the road. Now they're traveling with their donkeys. Kadmei chamre de Levi lechamre de Rabbe. The donkey of Levi cut off the donkey of Rabbe. Bar Rav Huna. Cut him off on the crossroad. Didn't have cars or bikes. They had a donkey. He cut him off. Cholash died to the Rabbi Rav Huna. Rabbi Rav Huna felt bad. What's he cutting me off? What's going on over here? So Tosfos right away says, it seems to imply from here that he was makpid because mechabdim bedrochim. Mashma she mechabdim bedrochim, zog the bottom Tosfos. And we learned in he brings the Gemara in Brochas, fact Tosfos, we should bring the time. The perek shloi she'ochlu masik, the ein mechabdin, el bepesach ha'royu le'mezuzah. We only mechabdim bedrochim at the doorposts. For entering, Pesach Olam Mezuzah over there, mechabed. But on the road, you're not mechabed. Traffic, you don't have to mechabed someone with to go ahead of you. V'tir to benetam the hosom k'she'ein holchim b'chabura achas. When you don't travel together, then ain't mechabed b'drochim. Ela kolecha do'elch le'tzorich atzmoi. Each one's traveling himself. Aval k'she'holchim b'chabura achas mechabdim k'chol mokim. If you're going together, Levi and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, we're traveling together. So over there, he cut him off while they were traveling together. So that is the din of Mechabdim Bedrochim, and it was Cholash Daite. So Omar, so Levi said, Emile Milsa, let me show him respect and ask him a question to show him that I'm respecting him. Ki Heicha, the Toysev Daite, Dafnun Beis Omer Aleph. In order to be Miyashiv his Das, Zogd Rashi, Loi Dio Shalonis Kavanti. So if I'm Mechabdim, and I ask him this following question, I'm showing him that I'm Mechabdim, and I didn't have any intent to cut him off out of disrespect. So he asked him as follows. Chamor sha'asok of royim k'goin ze. If you have a donkey that is a wild donkey, like mine, he came to imply to him, my donkey is wild and that's why he cut you off. Not because I want to cut you off. My donkey is uncontrollable. Chamor sha'asok of royim k'goin ze. Ma'u lotzis b'pum yubishabes. Since a chamor that is so wild, the regular afsa might not be enough. For it. That's usually what a chamor goes out with. The question is, could he go with the prumbya? The Mishnah says, a luvdikim goes with the prumbya. A luvdiki is a wild chamor, that has a prumbya. But the Braisa says, a regular chamor is arba yoitzim ba'afsar. And that's what it usually needs. So the question is, could it go with the prumbya? Is an itusi aserta. Chamor was one of the things that we mentioned in the Braisa ba'afsar. So a prumbya is a bit is much more than an afsar, than a regular rope. So what about my donkey? My donkey who's a wild donkey. Is he allowed to go with the prumbya or not? Maybe this donkey needs a bit. It needs a mouthpiece. So ma'u lots be prumbya b'shabes. So he told him back. So you hinted him that his donkey is very wild. Omalei, hochiyom abuch mishmer shmuel, halochi ke'chananya, that looks like chananya, and itirusa yiserta is not called a masui. So even if your chamor is yes wild, not wild, you're allowed to have something which is additional nitirusa, it's not called a masui, and that's how he answered him. That looks like chananya. Stop over here, the top of Nun Beis.